We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to a new semester. And we're starting a new topic. Sha'ar Ahava. This time our gate, our topic is love. Ahava. Achar shon nitbaru kol ofnei hayira mipnei Elokim itbarach. After we've explained, says the Magid Miduvna, the different aspects of fear and awe that one should have before his Creator, that is the step that's necessary in order to enter the holy, which is what we're about to discuss. Love is a higher level of holiness, but you have to first acquire the fear, the awe, before you could move forward to the love of the Creator. As the Chassid wrote in the book Chovat Alvavot, that it's a prerequisite. One must first have awe of his Creator before he can advance to love. And this trait of loving Hashem is expanded upon, as the verse says, "Avti etchem amar Hashem v'amarot v'abat olam avtich." God says He loves us. God says He loves us in eternal love. So you see, this fondness, this great fondness that we call love, this great fondness that we call ahava, והחיבוב המעולה הזה הוא יתברך דורש מאיתנו, is not only God's great fondness of us, but it is also God's demand of us, וציווה אותנו פעמים רבות בתורת אלוקים מפורש, and numerous times we find the commandment in the Torah, God says we are required to love Him with our hearts and souls and money. The verse says, love Hashem and maintain His keeping, His watching, His Torah. The pasuk also says, if you will listen to my commandments to love Hashem your God, to serve Him with your hearts and souls. And there are many verses that are beyond our capacity to quote. Throughout the Torah, we are commanded to love Hashem. So there is this extraordinary fondness that is called ahava. We might translate it as love. And Hashem says He has ahava for us, an eternal ahava, and He demands of us to have ahava for Him. So that's why if we're responsible to love Hashem, so then we have to understand what is love. To know its essence, to know its value, to know its functions. And once we're at it, we will also glorify the different aspects of love. And love is something that a person finds the sprouts of love in his heart. Meaning there are sprouts there ready to flourish. They're ready in one's heart. And so we will analyze, what is it? What is that love that God demands of us? He says, I hope God's right hand will support me and I will be able to grow in His modesty. Perek Rishon, that introduction brings us to the beginning of the first chapter. Da, I want you to know, says the Magid Miduvna, ki etzem adam uvinyano pishnayim binyano, that the human being is really formed of a dual nature. Mitziyut chitzoni u'mitziyut pnimi. We have our external existence and our internal existence. Haguf v'anefesh, the body and soul. U'kmo asher el haguf, chalak yitbarach everim yiduim u'mshartim oto. And just as the body has limbs that serve the body, asher biladam lo haya adam, without those limbs he would not be a person. He wouldn't be able to accomplish anything he desires. He wouldn't be able to take care of the things that facilitate living. You need hands in order to eat. You need a mouth. You need feet to go and accomplish something. Just as the body has its limbs, and the body uses those limbs to exist, so too Hashem planted in the soul the tools that the soul must use, that the soul also uses to sustain itself, and those are the traits of the soul. There is the soul, and the tools of the soul are the traits, as he will explain. So we have the body, and the tools of the body are the limbs, the hands, the feet, the mouth, the eyes, the ears, and we have the soul. And the tools of the soul are the different traits, and we will expand that into the feelings of the soul, the thoughts of the soul, and we'll begin. Hamidot hem ha-malachim ve-chovlim, movilim u-manigim et kol hanagat ha-adam bo-olamo. When we speak about a person's traits, well, a person's traits, they are like the sailors of a ship. They guide a person in this world. Vehem, ha-simcha ve-ha-evel, happiness and mourning. Those two guide us. When we're happy, we behave a certain way. When we're mourning, we behave a certain way. Ha-ahava ve-asina, love and hatred. That guides us. Our love, our hate, those drive us. Ha-mora ve-atikva, fear and hope. They guide us. Ha-morech ve-agvura, our weakness, our might. Ha-boshet ve-azut, our shame, our brazenness. Ha-ratzon ve-akas, our desire, our anger. Harachamim ve'achzariyut, our mercy, our cruelty. Ha'anava ve'agava, our modesty and our pride. Ha'nedivut ve'akilut, our generosity and our miserliness. Ha'atzla ve'acharitzut, our laziness and our diligence. We have these different forces within, these different traits within. And they are the tools of the soul. They work with the soul, as we will see in a minute. Vehen nimzagin barkavat ha'adam. And they fuse together, they compose man. Umishtanim al yedei ishtanut ha'arkava. And different people are composed of different traits. Ven kol bnei adam shavin behem. And so we're not all equal. Yesh asher gavar bo hakas. Some people have a greater tendency for anger, the yeshofcho, and other people are the exact opposite. Yesh nadiv v'yesh kilai. There are those who have a greater tendency to be generous, and those who have a greater tendency to be miserly. Yesh anav v'yesh givalev. There are those whose tendency is to be humble. There are those whose tendency is to be proud. V'chen bekulam. That's how it goes with all the traits. Aval yicholet b'yad ha'adam neshanot eichutam. But we have the capacity to change these traits and their powers within. Lechazek harafe, we can strengthen a weak trait, ulrapot echazak, and we can weaken a strong trait. Et hashvela la'arim ve'agavah la'ashpil, we can raise a low trait and we could diminish a high trait. Yesh me'em asher haribuy be'em meshubach, some traits you're better off having a lot of. V'yesh asher ha-mu'at meshubach, and other traits it's better to have a little of. V'yesh asher ha-mi'edal kulo meshubach, and some traits it's best not to have altogether. And this is where we'll pick up. This is all introductory to the concept of love, as we will see, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time.